9:07 with the morning after. I think I have all the right microphones pushed. I give Jeffy his music. I know you can't really hear it. Is that the right mic? Say hi.
Hello. Yes! Good morning. Yay.
We're killing it today.
No Philip today. No Ashley today. We'll do an off-air podcast that you'll have to check out on the website, Q1055.com, after the show. It's Eric, your good neighbor Demetrius, and our superhero, our pop culture guru, Jeffy McGee. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning. You know, I was actually called the pop culture guru or the movie guru at work a few weeks ago. Guy came up to me and said, "Hey, you're the movie guru. Let me ask you a question. I tried to see Blah over at Franklin Park, but I got there late. Do you know what trailers were on there?" I'm like, "I'm sorry, son. There are some things that are past the scope of even the movie guru. Now go forth and be peaceful." So it was a weird question to get. Like, I don't have that type of extensive knowledge of what every trailer for every movie is going to be. But regardless, so
we have a little bit extra time here since we're down a person and we're
tragic, really.
Jeff, maybe you have seen the. Speaking of trailers, Dee, did you see it tagged on to Black Panther? The Amy Schumer movie that's coming out?
I think I pushed it down. Is that the one where she was like, she fell, hit her head, and she thinks she's hot? It's like Shallow Hal meets Amy Schumer. Yeah.
I've not seen this trailer yet.
I thought I nightmared that.
There was a guy behind me in the theater who said, "I think that might be the first Amy Schumer." See, it was an interesting concept, and I was thinking Shallow Hal as well. And she's been kind of off the grid for a while.
Mm, yeah, thank
well,
you.
Not exactly. There was, you know, last year there was a
Snatched,
which nobody remembers. So that's a amount off the grid,
right.
So, although in the grand scheme of things, she has a pretty good track record in terms of like getting a decent like Trainwreck hit a lot bigger than people were expecting it to hit.
Yeah,
and so ultimately she's got a lot of she can do a lot of things where there's a grace period where once you've had that big hit, you can people will remember you for a while.
Isn't this like DC syndrome? Honestly, look, a blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while. Wonder Woman. And then you release Justice League. And then so you're like, everybody has all these high hopes. They're like, "Oh my God, DC's finally got its act together." No, they just got lucky. Like Amy Schumer, train wrecked. Lucky. Now you're going to give her the benefit of the doubt for all this other stuff? Snatched. Horrible. This movie, it's Amy Schumer for 2 hours.
Did she quiet down? Did her star dim a little bit after she was accused of stealing jokes?
Could be. I mean, ultimately, but then again, there are a lot of examples of a lot of comedians who have been accused of stealing jokes.
And you
can come up with a lot of different examples of
there's
that.
Things, there is things called parallel development.
Yeah.
But there are some people who just take your joke word for word.
There's one particular comedian I'm thinking of.
Carlos Mencia.
I wasn't going to say it out loud.
Got choked. Got choked by George Lopez. Everybody knows this story. He choked him right behind the stage of his special.
So the long-awaited Black Panther is out this weekend. Mm-hmm. I haven't followed any of the numbers, but I guess it was projected to potentially make $180 million.
Oh,
which would
more
be
than
mammoth.
That. Right now they're talking above $200 million.
Good.
For the weekend.
I hope it is $200.
It was a very, very busy first day, but we didn't like get overwhelmed at any one particular show, but it was like so spread out, and we have so many shows of it. And the thing of it is that it did $25 million Thursday night, which is insane for a Thursday night in a lot of ways, especially for a relatively smaller name superhero by comparison. But Marvel has spun gold out of straw when it comes to like a lot of these type of things. And so by the end of the year, between this and the Avengers movie, Chadwick Boseman will almost certainly crack the list of the top grossing African-American actors, which is
what? Denzel?
Oh, we're getting there.
And Morgan Freeman?
Because that is our...
You shoot from 3 to 1.
That is our list today. We are looking at the highest grossing African-American performers
film. You got one clip.
Oh, no. I have a whole group of 11 here, and we're going to start from the top down of the highest grossing, and I'm not going to make you guess the number to get extra credit points, but I can tell you the exact amount. Because number one is the number one actor... of all time at the top of this list.
All time.
All time.
Like
so
white, black,
woman. White, black, anybody.
Yep.
So go ahead.
Miramax Films is proud to present one of the most celebrated motion pictures of the year.
D.
That would be Pulp Fiction with Samuel L. Jackson.
That would be Samuel L. Jackson with Pulp Fiction. And he has
my wallet is the wallet that says bad MF.
We can't say that out loud.
All the blockbusters.
Oh, yes.
Say what again?
But beyond everything, between all the blockbusters and between like the fact that the man just refuses to stop working. And yeah. I remember he was told, he was asked once, why do you always keep making movies? Like, I remember what it was like to be an actor that nobody wanted. And so I'm going to, if somebody's going to offer me something, I'll take it. And the result is $5.149 billion his movies have made over the course of his career.
Yeah, but what has he made?
Well, that's a fair enough question. But as an actor, he is certainly like there was a point last year, thanks to Star Wars, that Harrison Ford leapfrogged back over him. Of course, for a long time, Harrison Ford was the top. But over the last year, Harrison Ford has had Blade Runner and hasn't been much to say for that. And as a result, Samuel L. Jackson climbed back over him onto the top.
Even after that Kingsman movie where he played a bad guy with a lisp.
Yes, he did. But that movie made a good chunk of money.
I love that movie.
Have you seen the sequel? I haven't seen the sequel yet.
Golden Circle, still waiting for it. on Channing Tatum as a cowboy. Yee-haw!
on the list of bad movie, D, I always tie D with bad movies, but I know I should probably see Kingsman and John Wick.
Kingsman is an excellently fun movie.
First of all, John Wick is everything you want to do to somebody in your head. That's all you're like, dude, I wish I could do that.
He's angry because somebody killed his dog.
Yes.
Killed his
dog. Would you not be that angry?
Stole his car. Are you kidding? The dog his wife sent to him after she died from a terminal disease.
I can't do dog dying movies.
You totally John Wickin'.
All right. Meanwhile, so that was number one. Let's go to number two on the list of top grossing African American actors.
Like what you do for a living?
D.
Morgan Freeman, 7.
Oh my God! How did you? You didn't even get any words out. I am massively impressed by that.
I love that movie.
Yeah, 7.
What's in the box? What's in the box?
Yeah, Morgan Freeman, number two on the list with $4.52 billion gross, and 7 obviously was the one I picked for that one just because in the grand scheme of things I figured that was the most representative because he's, I mean, you can't think of that movie and not think of him.
Detectives.
For his mid-90s as that movie is, I watched it not long ago, and it has aged pretty well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think most of David Fincher's catalog has aged pretty well, I think, in terms of like being ahead of its time in a lot of ways. I mean, even something as bad as Alien 3, which was the first movie he directed, it's a very interesting movie visually. It's a very bad movie on a story level, but it's an interesting movie to look at. So
the prism I see movies and how they age these days are like, we could have wrapped this whole thing up if somebody just had a cell phone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Like that's the whole thing now. You look at it and you're like, dude, this would have never happened.
Yeah. Right.
Nowadays, GPS. Nope. Yeah.
Nowadays, there's nothing to get lost. Yeah. So,
cabin in the woods? Nope. You know where that is.
So D's up 2-0, as we expect, as we go to number three. Because the man, what's your streak at right now? Like months long?
I'm almost positive. It's like a year.
Yeah.
He's streaking like on Snapchat.
All right, let's go to number three on the list, please.
Beverly Hills Cop, yes, Eddie Murphy.
Yes, Beverly Hills Cop. I thought I was giving you like the easiest one possible with that music, but there we go.
Sorry.
But Eddie Murphy is still number three all time on African American actors, $3.8 billion, and that's
even after Pluto Nash.
Yes, even after Pluto Nash, and that's before inflation. So if we were accounting for inflation, he probably would still be number one.
Mm.
But you look at like how big he was in the '80s. I mean, he was it. Mm-hmm. And then unfortunately, the '90s and the 2000s and the 2010s happened. And he had
Hills Cop 6.
Yeah. or the TV series.
Norbert.
They're trying to do the TV
PJs.
Series.
PJs. Yeah.
Well, the PJs wasn't a bad show by any means. It's just that, I don't think it was. It didn't help his stature for getting movie grosses.
It was like watching Angry California Raisins.
Like Samuel L. Jackson would take roles, and the movies were pretty good. Eddie Murphy just started taking paychecks.
Yeah, but there were also some bad movies that Samuel L. Jackson was in as too. No actor's slate is completely clear.
Sure.
All right, so let's go to number four on the list, please, of top African American actors.
We work for a highly funded yet unofficial government agency.
We'll take it from here.
Who the hell are you?
That would be Will Smith in Men in Black.
That would be Will Smith in Men in Black. that was Tommy Lee Jones, and Men in Black, one of Will Smith's streak of top grossing opening movies on July 4th. He was the king of that date for a long time. And as a result, he has a gross of $3.2 billion worldwide up to this point in his career.
And apparently he is like, he's late to the party, but he's like a social media star with his videos now.
I'm hoping, because he's an insanely talented individual who's had a multifaceted career.
Scientologist.
But, I mean, has anybody... It seems like a lot of people don't give him credit as a musician, which is how he broke in the first place anyway. So people seem to forget everything pre-Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah, and they forget all the rap music that made white people comfortable.
Right. That's what he was. Yeah,
that's what he was. That was the... Yeah. If you were going to bring a rap album into the house, you wanted N.W.A. Mm. But your parents bought you Will Smith and DJ Dazzy Jeff.
Mom, it says you don't understand.
Yeah. Parents just don't understand. They're like, I like this.
He's like Drake before Drake, where like Drake is safe, and there's like the Kendrick Lamars and other rappers.
And I don't think Drake is safe. I think Drake says...
Comparatively.
I think Drake... will say nice things to your white parents and then do horrible things to you when they go to sleep.
Remember, he is Jewish. I think his mom is white.
That's just my gut feeling.
All right, so D's four.
Stop.
Let's go to number five on the list, please.
You're all here for a reason.
Hey, person walking.
You should be thinking about who you are and who you want to be.
You'll have plenty of time to figure that out while you're cleaning out the basement.
Are you gonna help, or are you too pretty?
I'm too pretty.
Yo, what's this?
A game for those who seek to find...
Is this Jumanji?
It is
with Kevin Hart?
Kevin Hart is not it, though.
Who's the black person in Jumanji?
I cannot believe Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
He's Samoan.
He's half black, half Samoan.
That's right.
Yeah, his dad was Rocky Johnson.
So wait a minute. Out of all the black characters you could have gone with, because Kevin Hart is chocolatey black.
But he's
that's super black.
But he's
Black History Month.
But he is nowhere near the top 11, I'm afraid. I
thought
you
were
happy
this
with
that.
This
was top 11. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I was going shades
but no,
of blackness,
but no,
and I
I'm
went
sorry,
with the blacker.
I'm sorry.
Of the
Dwayne
two.
The Rock Johnson is indeed half black.
That
and
is true.
And his current gross is over $3
billion.
So $3.17 billion.
Because he's half black, it's...
So you want to cut that in half?
Yep.
You want to make it account for 1.7?
I'm sorry, but he's very talented and charismatic, and he's great. Everybody loves him, but the last thing I think of him is black.
I'm sorry, but he thinks of himself as black, so I count
so
that.
So do a couple of cops.
He did play for the University of Miami back in the days when they were all thugs, drug dealers, gold chains, and who was the rat? Luke.
I'm so out of this. Yeah.
Okay.
Two Live Crew.
Yeah.
He was part of those Miami teams.
Oh.
Now I'd like to point out, by the way, before we go on to the next one, that I could have put Idris Elba in here because he's currently at $3 billion.
My heart.
But he's English. He's not African American. He's African English, so I can't really add that in there.
He's black.
Yes, but I'm going for African American actors here.
Semantics,
so we go
semantics.
To number six on the list, please. Let's see if you get this movie.
It's the sense of touch. Any real city, you walk,
You
brush past people, people bump into you. In L.A., nobody touches you. We're always behind this metal and glass.
Yeah, I remember the movie. It did win Best Picture, though, I will give you that.
How far can bullets go?
You thinking about that bullet that came through your window?
Is it Moonlight?
Nope.
I am angry
that was
all
Miami.
The time, yeah. And I don't know
Florida.
Why.
Right. This was from the mid-2000s. And if you don't remember the movie, I'll just give it to you. I'm curious.
Now, do you have any guns or knives or anything I might get stuck with?
You got it now?
Kid's going away for life for stealing a car.
All I need to do to make this disappearance to frame a potentially innocent man.
Did you find your brother?
Oh.
Tell him.
Nope. That is Crash from 2005. Yeah, why didn't you guess it there?
Ludacris and an all-star cast,
but, yeah,
right?
But this one, we're referring to the first voice you heard, which is Don Cheadle, which thanks to the Marvel Universe and so forth, he's currently at $2.88 billion in gross.
Talk about an overstuffed Infinity War or the next Marvel movie. He'll be in it. All right, we'll move along a little faster.
Number seven, Jeff. Please.
You Jake Sully?
D.
What is
what is
Flight?
No, it's not Flight.
Making a difference.
It's a movie with Denzel in it, right?
No, it's not.
For the hardship. I told myself I can pass any test.
He's not the guy that landed the plane safely. That's Sully, right?
Yes, but that the Flight is basically the same story.
Except he was drunk,
right?
High.
And let me just tell you, still landed that damn plane
upside down. Now you got it.
See your faces.
We have an indigenous population.
Come on, you get this.
They are very hard to kill.
This is why.
Oh my God! All right.
This little gray rock.
Yeah, I'm giving
Avatar.
That's Avatar.
I hate that movie. I hate that whole thing.
But Avatar and Zoe Saldana, who thanks to that, and finally we have a woman on this list.
I was
wondering
if we'd have one.
Thanks to that, and thanks to the Star Trek series and a lot of different things, $2.63 billion gross for Zoe Saldana.
Colombiana.
Which, that was nowhere near the top.
Great
right,
movie.
Number eight, please. And I'll get you if you just get the franchise on this. I don't need the specific
hey, Ron,
one.
Are you freaking out?
No.
Yes, you are.
Can somebody just walk me through what we're supposed to be doing?
D.
Is it Fast and Furious?
That's Fast and Furious, but which one?
And that's Tyrese Gibson.
That's Tyrese Gibson.
Oh,
believe
what?
It or not, yes, Tyrese Gibson is on this list. 2.565. Thanks primarily, of course, to the Fast and the Furious franchise.
And Transformers.
Yes, and Transformers for the first two, right? He was in the first two?
Mm-hmm.
All right, number nine, please.
Have you ever had a dream, Neo, that you were so sure was real?
Day by a hair.
Come on, it's The Matrix, and we're talking Lawrence Fishburne,
yes,
baby.
Yes, we are. $2.4 billion between the Matrix movies and pretty much everything else he's been involved in. So, yeah, there's a lot on his plate.
What's his other big stuff?
Apocalypse Now?
Yeah.
Boys in the Hood?
He's been around, he's been around long enough that he was in a lot that you didn't think. Heck, Nightmare on Elm Street 3, if you want to go back there. He was in that one, too. So, I mean, this is a guy with a long career and a lot of movies that you probably never even remembered. So
I would guess maybe the one that puts him high up on that list, even though it was awful, are the Superman movies.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, his top grossing movie is Man of Steel, as we speak.
Because Perry White was played
his
by...
His middle name is Ain't.
All right, number 10 on the list, please.
He's been sitting on that one for a while.
Yes, he has.
Do you know what a bounty hunter is?
You kill people. And they give you a reward?
Better they are, bigger the reward.
Django?
He's on the board!
I guessed!
That was Django Unchained. And who are we talking about?
Jamie Foxx
with $2.154 billion in total grosses for Jamie Foxx between, you know, everything that he's been in. So, all right, last one. And we finally have another woman on the list. And if you guys can get this movie, I will be monumentally impressed.
Oh, I have to give you the movie.
Yes.
Girl, you know you got those friends. The ones that got your back. The ones that keep it real. We haven't hung in 5 years.
Monique?
Nope.
Girls Trip.
That is Girls Trip.
Are you talking...
Yeah, you have a multiple choice.
Yeah, I do. It's Jada Pinkett Smith or Tiffany Haddish or, God, Queen Latifah.
What's your guess?
I'm going to have to go... Queen Latifah.
You would be right. $2.04 billion worldwide gross for Queen Latifah movies. So
Barbershop.
Well done.
Is that even counting Taxi?
Yes, it counts Taxi. Yes, it counts Barbershop 2, where they set her up as the spinoff character.
Barbershop 1 left so many unanswered questions.
Let alone they made it into a trilogy. But
is it Barbershop 2, The Weave?
Yeah. Well, we
Barbershop 3, The Fade.
Meanwhile, we had here, D came so close to an utter shutout.
I know.
But Django was enough to open it up for Eric to get in there.
Django!
You know what? I just hate Quentin Tarantino movies.
but you still knew it. You knew it enough to get that question.
That's
his screen name when he's in singles chat room.
I hate Tarantino. I didn't finish Django. Mm. I like Leonardo DiCaprio. Mm. I turned on The Usual Suspects because people were beating me up to watch it. And I didn't know that that was a Tarantino movie.
It wasn't.
It's not.
It's not.
He's in it.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
What movie am I thinking
of? I have no idea because he has no connection.
That was Bryan Singer.
He's the guy who eventually did the X-Men movies. That was a totally different guy. He's not in that one unless you're thinking of like something like Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead or something like that. So
we'll figure that off. Well,
yeah, I'll have to do some digging. So, but no,
you have to play the role of a minority since Phillip's not here. As we get through the next half hour,
I will do my best.
Cool. 9:27. This is Q105. More of the podcast. You can catch up with them. We've been here for a couple of months now. Enjoy them at Q1055.com.
Got a request? Q text it to 419-240-1055.
We are the Q.
Dollars, cash, greenbacks. However you say it, you'll